All right, walking out of the wine bar again, ASMR. Why am I doing this again? Out we go into the city. Oh man, it is beautiful today. I mean, yesterday, when it was overcast, it was also beautiful because of the mist and everything. Now it's beautiful, clear skies, beautiful. And I think that's gonna be good because heading down south to Tokyo Bay, even though I didn't quite make it all the way, just going on one of the little islands, the weird little island neighborhoods, and going to a Tully's, it was just so cool. I was like, you know what? I was looking at the map a little bit. If I don't follow the Sumida, if I go straight south from here, it looks like there's a series of like pretty serious parks, pretty hardcore parks that go out into the water further and further and further. That's how it appears. Farther, technically. F-A-R, if it's a distance. F-U-R, if it's further to the statements by the gentleman, priest. I'm a little tired today. But that's why I'm recording in real time. If I remember right, the machine, the 100 yen drink machine with the brown sugar latte is just down this way. And I wished so bad that I had one tucked away in my Airbnb today. I wanted some caffeine so bad. But no, I had to wake up and take a shower and change my clothes and go downstairs and out a door and down the street and put a coin in like some common criminal. Who, anyway. Things are going very well at the Airbnb. The new people, one of them only stayed for just last night and is already gone. But none of them, it was like four of us again, the room was full again, none of them made a peep. I heard one guy lightly snore for like 2 minutes. And that was it. And I was like, what the fucking fuck? That is amazing compared to just a chorus of snores everywhere. Snoring people of the world, I don't know what you did. I don't know what you did to make God upset. Well, you know what? This thing's a little further than I thought it was. I just walked by like a little mom and pop convenience store. It sells a lot of cigarettes. Let me go in there and get something. Let's see what they got. Maybe they got something weird. Maybe they got a gasada. Probably not likely, but... All right, no gasada. They had a lot of energy drinks or like vitamin C drinks and, you know, that type of stuff. So when in Rome, so I got one of the little Hoka Sapporo vitamin C's because they're my favorite. But then I thought, for the sake of science, I'm still going to head down and see if I can find the brown sugar machine. But I liked that gasada so much, which was, to recap, just black coffee and carbonated soda water. Apparently in a 50-50 mix. It's a Tully's product. So they did have Tully's Barista's Black. There's a bunch of different kinds of black coffee from Tully's. This is their premium one. And I'm like, you know, I feel like the soda water part is important, is a big part of what made that good. But what if Tully's black coffee is just so good that I don't hate it? So let's try it. And then if it doesn't work out, here we go, 100 yen, one coin, star vending. Yeah, I guess not all these drinks are from the star vending brand, but most of them. So yeah, that's why there's weird stuff here that I've never seen anywhere else. But yeah, if this really doesn't work out, I got the brown sugar latte. Do some alchemy, mix these together, it'll be delightful. And yeah, all this caffeine is gonna do me good because no snoring, beautiful, quiet, amazing night. It was like unbelievable how quiet it was, how the world can be so quiet when you just start to get used to the idea that you just live in a world where people snore all the time and at all weird hours of the day. Conk. So not only was it, oh no, I forgot about that. The brown sugar latte is warm. I don't want that today. It's beautiful out. It's like 15, 16 degrees. I need you to cool down, brown sugar latte. You need to cool your jets, my buddy. That's, I forgot about that part of it. I've never tried it hot, though. Maybe it's really fucking good. But yeah, not only that, everybody also, because it's a Saturday today, everybody also woke up early at a nice responsible time to go experience Tokyo. So once I woke up, I just had the place to myself, shower, nice and casually. The shower makes a beep after only like 5 minutes, and I don't know if it is anything, because the hot water doesn't turn off. I think maybe it's just a kind of like, hey, don't take too long in here. Other people might need it, but not today, because there's no one there but me. So everything is kind of perfect. It's as good as it can be for the situation, because I do kind of like the building. The place is kind of cool. The location is fucking excellent. Apparently I'm between fucking every cool tower in Tokyo. And when people aren't snoring, and then people aren't even there when I wake up, amazing. However, I stayed up all night anyway, and I just don't have any excuse. It's not because of snoring or anything, I just stayed up. So I slept in a little more today. I slept until like 11:30. What time is it now? Yeah, it's already 12:45, but that's fine, you know? Heading off on my adventure. Turns out everything is close to here. Maybe I'll get to the water as it's turning dark and I'll get, again, both days. Well, that's one thing that's amazing about visiting Japan, and especially at this time of year with the darkness. I just feel like I've packed like, I mean, after these 90 days are done, it's going to be like I had 90 different adventures, 90 different vacations. It's just insane. Every day something cool happens. But it even feels more than that because the nighttime feels different. Like yesterday, walking through the mist and going to the little island and hanging out at Tully's does not feel like the same day as walking through the dark and going to see Tokyo Tower. That's like two different things. I don't know, it's just fucking sweet. But anyway, the point is I need a lot of caffeine today. I feel pretty good, but I really didn't sleep much, so. Holy shit, it's warm today. Although I just realized I forgot to bring a thermal shirt, but I think that'll be fine, because I got two layers, but that's too many. I need to take these off. Need to take these off and then experiment with my drinks. All right, I need to rearrange my stuff, tie some of these coats around my waist. But let me just try this black coffee. Barista's Black. Tully's is definitely my favorite mainstream coffee brand in Japan. Starbucks is pretty decent, actually, for just buying stuff out of machines, but Tully's is my fave. So if anyone's going to have black coffee that I like, this is the one. So let's see what we got. No, I'm afraid not. It's decent, it's not bad, but that bite at the end of black coffee, the taste it leaves in your mouth, I find unpleasant. So let's try. Let's see what hot brown sugar latte tastes like. And then I'm just gonna mix these together. Oh, that is good hot. Oh geez, that's good. Do I really wanna ruin that by adding it to black coffee? Should have bought two. Anyway, whatever, I'll do some alchemy and some experiments as I walk. But yeah, I gotta take these layers off. This weather is fucking insane. It is so good. Again, if you just drop me here right now, man, I can see, not a lot, but there are some leaves. I can see some leaves that have changed color, but that would throw me off so bad if you, like, you know, I was geo-guessing. You just dropped me here and told me to guess what time of year it is. I guess geo-guessing with full body temperature control. I just wouldn't believe it. I'm like, well, that looks like fall. But that is not possible. This weather is not. That can't be happening. That can't be true. But it is. That's what's happening. Man, this weather is absolutely out of control. It's got to be 18, 19, might even be 20 degrees. It's so hot out. I'm already like sweating. Just like, fuck. That's one thing I've realized from the little wee bunk in the hostel. I'm just standing outside of 7-Eleven, by the way, my favorite pastime. Just got a trio of three older guys in the parking lot. That's all that's going on in the world today. Airplane going by. kind of inner city-ish. Can't see much but other buildings. But again, I just love it. I just love just watching things go by for a minute while I eat stuff. But yeah, being in the little bunk has made me realize, like, I really don't mind not having the space. The only thing is it's a little hard to keep track of how many clean clothes I've still got, because they're just in a book bag, and then I toss them in a laundry bag when I'm done. But yeah, just half of the bed is where I hang out. Half of it is where I put my stuff. The end. I really didn't need all that space. It's nice to have an apartment to yourself, but I don't fucking need it. It's actually kind of cozy in there once you're all tucked in. Oh. In fact, it's so warm. Maybe I gotta move over into the shade. This is death. Whew, yeah, just sweating. Brutal. But I'm happy to say that the mackerel ginger soy sauce, which is what it says on the package at 7-Eleven. It's so easy to find. It's at tons of them. I've had two in a day sometimes. Have I ever had three? I don't think so. But I got one right now, so I'm just gonna do some eating real time. Even though I think eating sounds are gross, but I mean, it's just so good. Oh man, it's like perfect. It's got like the oily fish taste of the mackerel skin, but then it's got a nice, you know, it's like mostly still rice. It's more rice than fish, but it's a pretty good ratio. These pieces of fish are big. And a little bit of ginger. And yeah, if that's all that is cooked into the fish, it's just soy sauce. I mean, it's so simple. I presume there's more ingredients than that. I saw a thing once, the YouTuber Dogen, D-O-G-E-N, he did a thing about how Japanese food is actually really unhealthy for you. There's a lot of trans fat rules and stuff that we have that they just don't care about. So maybe I'm killing myself, I don't know, but it's so fucking good. That siren going by made me realize, like, hey, what am I doing? Why not turn off the recorder and just eat your food? What the fuck are you doing? So I did. It was very fucking delicious. But yeah, the thing about trans fats and cooking and stuff, I think that's more like if you get those weird, like the fried chicken at Family Mart and stuff, which I never really get just because it's even just like the steam buns and stuff. You know, it's a difficult process sometimes. More difficult than you'd expect to like point at stuff and be like, can I get this thing? Apparently, the fried chicken is extremely delicious. So I guess I'm glad I haven't tried it. I feel pretty good about the mackerel on rice. I feel like that's got to be relatively healthy. How bad could it be? I guess maybe there's mercury in the fish or something, but hey, whatever. We all gotta die someday. Oh, and mixing the brown sugar latte with the black coffee was so good, because you get that blast, the pure brown sugar latte. It is like mega sweet. So it's like, oh, I don't want to diffuse the sweetness. It's so sweet. It's so sweet on my tongue. But then once you do mix it, you realize like, oh, actually, it's much nicer to my adult palate to, you know, have it be just a gentle sweetness, not a mega blast. So that was really fucking good. Oh yeah, and I realized that I didn't really describe the little mom and pop shop I was in. It was extremely scant. Just an older couple in there watching TV. They had a little bit of stuff in the coolers, but not a lot. Like, you know, it was very, again, sparse. It's like 10-20% of it had stuff in it. And then around the store was candies, but not, I don't know. I guess I was kind of hoping it would be like that top floor of Super Potato, where they set it up like an old school convenience store. Like maybe there'd just be something weird or cool in there, but it was really just kind of rice crackers and Chip Star, which is like the Japanese Pringles. Nothing really stood out, so I just got the drinks. But there was a large section of cigarettes, and it's like, ah, yeah, okay. I know what this kind of place is. We have these in Canada too, where it's a store that really is just there to sell cigarettes and lotto cards. And usually in Canada, it'll be a stationery store. That's what I noticed. If you go to a mall and you find a weird little stationery store that has hardly any stationery, and plus, who needs stationery anyway? You know, and you're like, oh, why this really exists is in case you need to buy a lighter. So that's what that was, but it was kind of neat just for a change, just to go into a place I normally wouldn't go into. So not only did I get my mackerel on, but I got a banana. little banana crepe with whipped cream. I feel like that's practically health food. It's got a banana in it. This will fuel me on my journey to keep heading south to the magical islands leading into the bay. So this walk's definitely not as nice as walking down the Sumida River on the bank and then just taking one of the bridges over onto a little island like I did yesterday. That was all pretty calm and pretty nice. Where now I'm walking down a pretty major street to Koto City. And it's like a big highway and then a big overpass. So there's a highway on top of a highway. But even this is kind of nice in its own weird way. Just this, the great big overpass is just kind of cool. And even within all this crazy, super developed stuff, I walked by one of the little canals that I went over. I just saw like a dad with his daughter and his son just fishing, just hanging out there, having a little fish. Like, that's fucking nice. And it looks like there was another route I could have taken that'd be a little less intense. Yumanoshima Park. Maybe I'll try to go back that way, I guess, depending. I'm not totally sure how this all works, what connects to what. But yeah, I really do feel like I'm at kind of a weird point. I think also because I stayed up all night. Being tired, it does kind of, I don't know, it's weird. That's pretty loud. But yeah, this is way too loud. Oh, now there's construction on the other side of the highway. Yeah, let's wait till I get out of this zone, this fucking area. Well, this is definitely a one-time journey, where I was thinking yesterday, going over to the river and across to the little island and then to the Tullys, I was like, you know, I could do that exact thing again. I could just go do that adventure again. That was such a nice walk. I could go to the same Tullys. I could do the whole deal. And then I thought, well, I mean, this is sort of the same. It's pretty similar. It's just a different set of little islands, a different little route. But yeah, this one is not calm and cool and pretty. Like even the apartment buildings and stuff on the other side of the Sumida, just looking across as it splits into multiple places and you get these kind of big, wide parts of the river. Really beautiful, like excellent, excellent looking. Where this is really just overpass city, and it is like cool in a way of just like the size of it. Holy shit, look at this thing. It's just like fucking nuts. Where does it even go to? I mean, I guess it just goes along the edges of the bay. Kind of cool to do once, but I certainly wouldn't be like, oh, you know, I should go there again. I should go do that again. And I finally made it to this park in Koto City, and it's just a park. It's not the craziest. I'm going to try to get down to the actual shore. Shinkiba Park? Looks like it's down here. Maybe there's a wharf? Hopefully I get a cool view of the bay. But yeah, there's really not a ton going on down here. It's definitely less crazy industrial than Chiba, but still doesn't seem remarkable. So then I started looking like, well, what is down here? If I go to the west, there's that Team Lab Planets place. But I mean, I'll probably not bother to get around to that. And even if I did, I think I'd want to do it when I'm a little more with it, not so tired. And then the other way to the east is Tokyo Disneyland. And then I saw like, oh, there's a subway by Disneyland. And then when I zoomed in more, it's like, oh good, there's subways all over the place. There's a bunch of little subways. So I think, I mean, I'm going to get to the bay first and see how that looks. But maybe, because that's the other great thing about Japan, is if one plan doesn't entirely work out, it's so easy to shake up the Etch-a-Sketch. Just re-roll the dice, just do something else. What if I just get on one of these random subways and just get on it? Just whatever, just get on it and go wherever it wants to take me, you know? And just see what happens with that. And yeah, I'm definitely of the energy level where the idea of a subway seems less bad today. In the ebb and the flow. I mean, it's never a proper ebb and flow with me is the problem. I just push and push and push and push till my poor little body breaks down. Because even today, even without the laptop, my shoulders do still just kind of hurt. Definitely all the exercise I did in Fukuoka, hiking up mountains, definitely did good on the legs and on the core in general. and on the stamina, but not the upper body. I just didn't do shit with my upper body. My upper body and my shoulders and my arms, it has always been my Achilles heel, my Achilles shoulders. Man, though, just out of curiosity, I noticed in the Airbnb they had a digital scale, which would be handy. Would have been nice for trying to fucking weigh my luggage before. But just out of curiosity, I hopped on that bad boy, and I'm almost exactly 150 pounds. Just like I've always been my entire life. So, I mean, that's kind of good. That's in case you're wondering what you're dealing with here. 6'2", 150 pounds. That's the kind of toothpick I am. But I was kind of glad because I've really been eating like a fucking pig while I've been here in Japan. Just the gluttony. Every 7-Eleven I've walked past on the way here, I'm like, oh, I bet they got them mackerel. Bet they got that ginger mackerel in there. And I don't just get the ginger mackerel, then I always get like the crepe with cream cheese and strawberry sauce as well, or something along those lines. But I think due to my metabolism mainly, I'm sure, but also because of all this walking and hiking and all this shit, yeah, I've completely maintained my normal weight. It's like, wow, look at that, that's nice. Yeah, this is just, you know, this park, it's okay, it's a park, but yeah, guess where I was yesterday, down by the Sumida and hopping, doing the island hopping over there. You're just constantly in the view of water, of bridges and stuff. I guess the trouble with this one is, this route, is it's just city stuff. I mean, I know I'm right by the bay, but I can't see it at all. All I can see is buildings and overpass and a park behind me. You really gotta get right to the water before you get any benefit of being near the water. So yeah, on the pass fail, I'd give this route a fail. But again, subways everywhere. And I'm glad too there are the additional subways, because I was like, do I really have to walk to the Disneyland for a subway? Because it's not that close. But I just wasn't zoomed in far enough. And it looks like there's, I think, three different subway stations pretty much in three different directions. Oh yeah, here's the sign. Shiomi Station is a kilometer and a half behind me, but Tatsumi Station is only 400 meters ahead of me. Maybe you're the winner, Tatsumi Station. I think we're just gonna do total blindness. I'll go in the station. I'll take a general gander at what the two directions are called. Maybe I'll recognize something, maybe I won't. And we'll just see what happens. Oh, here's another sign, row of cherry blossom trees. Again with the cherry blossoms. Oh, I'm missing out so much. But yeah, I was thinking as I was walking. Being tired, I think, you know, does... You break down your emotional defenses a little, or whatever. It's a combination of, like, I guess it's good to be a little more in touch with how you're feeling. You can't really defend against it as much. But it also makes my brain confused, so the two things don't mix especially well. Where I was just thinking about, like, what is the plan? What is the plan? Am I gonna try to come back to Japan for another visit while I'm out here? It is just such a strange, uncomfortable thing because there's no official rules for when you can come back into the country. I kinda wish it was a little more set in stone. But also just the timing. Like, I don't know about this cherry blossom thing. Even if I did that, I think I would want to just catch the cherry blossoms right at the end of my visit, just so I'm not here in the summer. Even just today has reminded me. I mean, it's the fucking middle of December, and I'm sweating, and I don't like it. It's too fucking hot. I wish I was up north right now. So that's what I was thinking. It's like, I think next time I kind of just want to come here in the winter. Again, I mean, I'm in the winter now, but I mean the proper winter. Maybe get one of those JR rail passes and just go up north. That could be cool if I just made my way through a bunch of different places, just stayed a little bit at each place and just kept going further and further north. I have to do some research. I don't totally know how JR passes and stuff work. And I'm thinking back to when I was here before, and I mean, obviously just the excitement of being in Japan for the first time easily counterbalanced the weather. But I was sweating like this every day. When I was doing those hikes in Fukuoka, I had to take my shirt off because I was gonna die. So I just was like walking around without a shirt on. It was so hot. I just don't ever want to do that. I never want to come to Japan in the summer, ever. That's not in the cards at all. I don't like it. I don't want to do it. So how am I going to time stuff out to get here in the winter? And it's like, damn it, I'm here in the winter right now. I'm just in the wrong spot. I should be up north. But I didn't know that at the time. Oh man, yeah, this kind of blows. Way in the distance, I can see the water. But Jesus, this overpass system has become insane. This would be such a good toy set if I was a kid. Because yeah, the one big overpass I've been following now splits to the left and right to follow along the bay. And there's the pre-existing east-west one that goes along the bay. And this highway's only gotten bigger. It's like a double highway now. Oh, I mean, I can't exaggerate how much traffic there is here. This is some of the craziest tangle of vehicles I've ever seen. It's going through the sky. This is shit. This sucks. Let's go see the water and get the fuck out of here. Pass fail, I failed. I failed on today's journey. This one's not good. All right, Tatsumi Wharf. At least it's a little windier now that I'm by the bay. It's cooling me down. It's actually extremely windy. Tatsumi Wharf is a completely industrial wharf. Just big cranes, big shipping containers. There's a cruise ship in the distance. But this is what I expected. I mean, based on what the bay was like in Chiba, this is what I thought was going to be in the bay in general. And I guess yesterday got me a little excited that like, oh, maybe not. Maybe Tokyo Bay is actually beautiful parks and cool shit. But it's not. It's not. It's just industrial stuff. But that's the purpose of experimenting, is not always to succeed, but sometimes to fail. It's just in Japan, you don't often fail. Usually these cockamamie plans succeed. So I gotta circle back. Oh, some people in go-karts just went by. I saw that in Akihabara once where they were doing like real life Mario Kart, but I don't know what's going on around here. Where do they come from? Why are they on the same road as the giant trucks? But yeah, I gotta circle back to Tatsumi Park, Tatsumi Nomori Ryokudo Park, and Tatsumi Station. And yeah, hop in that station, just see where it wants to take me. However, while I'm down here, there's a Daily Yamazaki. So let's stop in the Daily Yamazaki that no doubt is only ever patroned by guys in coveralls and like mechanic jumpsuits and stuff who work in this neighborhood. But yeah, I'm walking past four different cranes parked on the other side of the street, or a bunch of trucks, cranes. Holy shit, what is this place? A giant hangar that's like got a huge flatbed truck in it. It's a working man's neighborhood. Let's see if Daily Yamazaki in this neighborhood has got delicious bakery for me. You never know, maybe it does. Alright, not really fresh bakery in that one. A little bit of stuff, but mainly just the packaged breads. So I'm like, I'll just wait till I get out to the other end of whatever my Subway adventure is, because I'm really not hungry after that mackerel thing, dude, is fucking filling. So, alright, hopefully, this little street, the line, goes up to the giant overpass and disappears. But it does touch. It does touch the overpass where the other ones stop ahead of time. Can I get to the park from here without going back to that insane fucking intersection from hell? Oh yeah, I guess I was gonna say, I don't think I quite finished that point. What I was saying about, you know, being tired, the emotional defenses thing is yeah, I feel like, man, just swimming through weird feelings, walking down that street under the overpass, where I've still got like a month to go in Japan. So I was like, man, on the one hand, a month is a lot. But on the other hand, it goes by so fast. Really, I'm on the downslide now. I'm on the way down. I'm on the back end of the adventure. So I was like, oh, that's a bummer. That's a shame. I don't want to end my Japan adventure. But then I was also thinking like, yeah, on the other hand, though, I have been here a long time. And it's better not to get attached to stuff too much. You know, life's a process. Just let the process go. The process will continue. I'll just go somewhere else and then somewhere else, and eventually I'll loop back around to here. And if anything, it'll be better that I don't spend too much time in Japan. And then something about the sunny day would hit me just right, and I was like, ah, yeah, I just feel good today. This feels good. And then the tiredness would hit me, and I'm like, oh, wait, actually, I'm exhausted. What am I doing out here? So that's all really, just that it's a lot of unstableness just in the in how I'm feeling about today. I'm feeling constantly all the different ways you can feel in a cycle. Because I'm tired. Okay, I do have to walk back to crazy town. Let me just turn off this dang recorder till I can get on the subway and get the hell out of here. Because this neighborhood is, this place is fucked. This is not the place to be on foot. Do not head to Tokyo Bay on foot. This is not what you do. This is not how you get here. This is not how it works. Take the train to Team Labs. Take the train to Disney. Don't walk. Do not walk. All right, well, that was a pretty easy choice, because in that subway station, I could either go one more stop to nowhere. I mean, I guess toward Disney. So obviously that was not the plan. And then in the other direction, it's like, hey, toward Ikebukuro. It's like, hey, I know Ikebukuro. And if I had more vim and vinegar today, I'd probably just be like, all right, that's adventure number two. Let's just go to Ikebukuro. Maybe I'll go to fucking Oji Station or whatever, do all that shit. But yeah, my body is very much telling me to fuck off for a bit. Because beyond just being tired and my shoulders hurting, I'm developing a blister. And it's like, oh, stop right away. Put a Band-Aid on that bad boy before it gets worse. And I did, but I think I missed the spot. I think I need to put a second Band-Aid on. I think it's not quite the right place. But hey, that doesn't mean I'm not going to walk around excessively today. Just not super excessively. Not all the way to Ikebukuro excessively. Instead, I was like, oh, if I just go a couple stops, I get to Tsukushima Station. And I was like, that's where I was yesterday. That is the little island neighborhood with the Tullys that I was at last episode. That's the exact one. So that plan, that original plan of like, oh, maybe I should just do that again. Maybe I should just take yesterday's adventure, run it back. Inadvertently, that's what I'm doing. I'm walking down to the shoreline. There's these buildings across. Now I know they're across the water from here. I didn't know that initially. There are these two buildings with a walkway in between. And I remember noticing them yesterday and thinking, like, just like, why? Why is there a walkway between the two buildings? Like, during earthquakes or during typhoons and stuff? It must be so scary. I mean, I'm sure it's designed to survive all these things, but that looks fucking terrifying to me. Wonder if I can figure out, let me go up the stairs, see if I can figure out what floor this fucking passageway is between these buildings. Because we definitely have those once in a while in Canada, Toronto and stuff, but not high up like that. Let's see. 28 floors up. Fuck me. Fuck me in the dick. And the buildings both, one of them's taller than the other, but they keep going up from there. Jesus, that's scary. I don't like being like more than like 4 floors up. 28 floors. Yeesh. I mean, I guess that's why there's the walkway. It's a lot of floors to go down an elevator and go over and up the other side. But yeah, this all kind of worked out because now I get to do the walk, yesterday's little walk, across this little island, over the bridge, up the Sumida and back home. Because if I had done this initially, the problem becomes that it's a cool walk, but then what? How do I get back? You know? Then I've got the second adventure to get back. So this is kind of perfect. I can still do this little walk I wanted to do. And now this is the adventure. This is the walk. After I'm done, since I'm doing it in reverse, I'll be back at the Airbnb. Then it's like 3:45. It's getting dark. It's all going to time out pretty fucking good. Pretty good. However, I thought what I would try to do for my grand finale is this is the spot along this waterfront where it is more busy today now that it's not all misty. For some reason, there's construction across the water from here and a single man hammering. It's not terribly loud, but there's always something, always some construction somewhere making noise. I mean, of course, I never notice this stuff until I'm trying to record a podcast. Even walking under that overpass, I was like, yeah, this is fine. I don't give a shit. Just listening to a wrestling podcast or something. It's only when you pull out the recorder and it's a nightmare. But this is where I could see the Sky Tree on one side and the Tokyo Tower on the other. But I didn't quite align myself perfectly to see them both. Because the Tokyo Tower, there's only this one little area where you can see it peeking between these tall buildings. So I thought I'd give it another go since I'm right here before I start walking back. But I don't see either of them in this weather. It's fucking weird. I assumed it would be easier because it's a clearer day today. But maybe, I mean, I guess I don't really understand at all how seeing things at great distances work. Like that view of Fuji that I managed to find in Chiba when I went down to the dock side, turns out was extremely lucky, because not only did Anna and her brother from Colombia try to do it and it didn't work for them, but Norihiko, the guy who lives there, says he's never seen Fuji from there either. So that particular day with just the clouds behind Fuji, yeah, this is very strange. Where I guess the misty day yesterday and the darkness, since both the towers are lit up, apparently that really helped. Because it just doesn't make sense though. Like, I should still be able to see them. I mean, they're towers, dude. They're fucking huge. Maybe I'm just not aligned right. I don't know. I'm just gonna keep walking and see if I can see either of them. Because maybe they're just both hidden by buildings right now. That is possible. Okay, in the direction of the Tokyo Tower, I see an antenna-looking thing poking up behind one of the buildings as I keep walking. It's like parallax scrolling is what they used to call this in old video games, when you'd have different layers in the background moving at different speeds to give the illusion of depth. The parallax, there it is. The building is moving faster than the tower because the tower is much further away, though they both look similar heights. From here. Okay, so there's Tokyo Tower. So I can see Tokyo Tower from here. Jeez, though. I'm glad I caught it lit up yesterday, because when it's not lit up, I don't know if I would even have recognized that that's Tokyo Tower. It doesn't look good at 3:50 in December. The sun's still, it's going down, but it's still up, so the lights are not on the tower. Yeah, I guess once it really comes fully into view, I think maybe I would have been like, what is that? But it, when it's lit up, it's like, oh, fuck, that's definitely it. Where now, it's like, that could be a crane. There's actually cranes in front of it. There we go. I did it. So I walked until there's just this one little spot where the Tokyo Tower is really clearly visible between these buildings. And that's really it, because there's a bridge over there that I crossed yesterday. And you can't get a good view of it from there. As for the Sky Tree behind me, let me walk back a bit to see its particular parallax. Yeah, it was just hidden behind a building as well. All right, let's see if I can find something on Google Maps, because this is a pretty specific spot you have to be in. But there it is, man. Unquestionably, there is the Tokyo Tower to my left, and there's the Sky Tree to my right. They're both a little bit hazy. They're both in the distance. Sky Tree's extra hazy because it's much further. All right, so I'm on the island where Tsukishima Station is, Tsukishima Station. And I'm at the northwest shore, the Sumida River, Watashijido Park, Watashijido Park. And the little marker for Watashijido Park on Google Maps. It's a little green tree. I'm just a touch west of that. Add a missing place. I do kind of want to add a spot here. I don't know. This is dumb. This is meaningful to no one. But let me just give you the coordinates that it's got here. Because I just think this is cool. I really think this is a neat discovery. I think this one is worth it. So if you care for some reason, if you care about coming to this exact spot, get ready to type this out. I'm going to just ramble off this number. And this number is the exact location of where I'm standing right now. Okay, you ready? Here we go. 3, 5, 6, 6, 3, 6, 3, 6. That's the first number, comma. Then 1, 3, 9, 7, 7, 8, 9, 1, 5. That's the exact spot to stand. Again, there's maybe others. Maybe that's like a cool thing you could try to figure out. But I just found it by accident. I don't know how you'd ever even begin to fucking triangulate such a thing without just stumbling upon it. But Tokyo Tower, Skytree. Tokyo Tower, Skytree. Camera one, camera two. Camera one, camera two. I just think that's so fucking cool. That's just cool as goddamn fuck, man. So yeah, from here I got options. I can go across one of these bridges back to the main island that my Airbnb's on, or I could take a little detour over to Chuo City, or to this other part of Chuo City, then back across the Sumida. Who knows? It is kind of a shame it's not a little bit later. 4 o'clock, so it's going to be, you know, 80 or 90 minutes before it really gets dark and these towers light up. That's just a bit too long, I'm afraid. But yeah, as a backup adventure goes, doing a slight rerun of yesterday's adventure works just fine for me. I think this is pretty goddamn delightful. So yeah, I'm walking back and pretty nice. Now I'm walking up the Sumida toward the Skytree, which is kind of cool. I haven't really done that. I keep walking away from the Skytree whenever I'm at this river. So this was kind of neat to take the train and then walk back. Although it's not as pretty, like it's getting prettier and prettier as the sun goes down. It's getting darker and darker. The mist really made this place look amazing yesterday. And then at night, it just looks incredible as well. In the daytime, it is much more of like, yeah, there's a barge, you know? A little more dock-like. Certainly not bad, but nighttime is the right time for the Sumida River, for sure. But I just thought of one last little thing I wanted to mention. So I was saying how Daniel from Vancouver, who was staying at my Airbnb, before he left, we exchanged emails, but I was like, hey, I don't know when this will ever come up. I don't know, you know, in what context we would ever speak again, really. But he got one last message in. He did, he fucking emailed me and he's like, hey, you should go say hi to the girls from Sweden who are staying upstairs on the fourth floor. They went to Shibuya today. And some other anecdote, something about their heavy luggage, whatever, which I guess is something that all travelers can commiserate on. Oh geez, the lights just lit up on the bridge, and now that I turn around, the bridge two bridges back also did. So the blue one and the white one. Let's see if there's a specific time. Is this the local version of the 5 o'clock song? It is not. 4:43. No particular significance to that time, but that was kind of neat just to watch the lights on the bridge just bing, bing, bing. It is literally just like flipping on a light switch and suddenly an enormous bridge is all lit up. That's kind of cool to see. But yeah, old Daniel, Joe Friendly, I guess, making friends with everybody in the old Airbnb. But, you know, I really don't go out of my way to meet people. If I bump into them, I bump into them. That's fine. You know, it's just natural. That's kind of what I told them. It's like, yeah, my sleep schedule's kind of whacked out. I've been waking up late, so it's easier to take showers when everybody else is gone. So I haven't bumped into them. But I was thinking how weird it would be anyway. I mean, I think this Daniel fellow, very well-meaning, he's a very mild-mannered, very nice person. I think this was just his last Hail Mary pass of like, hey, let's just help the other people that are still at the Airbnb be friends. Let's all be friends. I'll help these friends and that friend become friends. But I was thinking how weird it would be anyway. If I were to bump into the random women from Sweden, that'd be one thing. But how uncomfortable would it be for any traveler? But especially, I feel like if you're a woman traveling, it's just different. As a guy, there's just so much stuff you don't have to think about or worry about. It's just so, the world doesn't pay attention to you. Whereas a woman, unfortunately, the world pays too much attention to you. So if some dude just was like, oh, hey, girls, I know you already. I already know you're from Sweden, and I know you went to fucking Shibuya today, and I know you have heavy luggage. How fucking weird would that be? Be like, what? What the fuck is going on? Why is there a stalker in our Airbnb? And then even if I explain, like, ah, you know Daniel, your old friend Daniel, he told me all about you. Like, that's no better. Like, what, you mean that one random fucking guy from Canada that we talked to once, and now he's sending emails about us? What is this? Like, if anything, it kind of made it worse, where now if I do bump into them, now I gotta pretend I don't know that they're from Sweden. And that's all I know about them. It's already the next day. So the fact that they went to Shibuya is not relevant information anymore. But even just that, it's like one of those things where it's just easy to be natural when you just have no choice but to be natural. If I'm just meeting someone for the first time and I know nothing, then there you go. It just automatically goes smoothly. But just having now to obscure, I doubt I'll ever bump into these women, but just having to obscure that I know about them even, just automatically is going to make, like, I can't just talk to them like normal. I'm going to have to run the little fucking program in my brain that says, hey, by the way, remember not to freak them out because you already know who they are, kind of. It's just strange all around. But again, like I said, I think it was well-meaning of him. But it turns out I did hear from Daniel one last time. It kind of reminds me of just that thing about just not knowing stuff. I had these friends in New York who, they broke up kind of in secret, and they didn't tell anybody that they broke up for like 6 months because they worked together. And then after it came out, they kind of apologized to me a little, like, hey, sorry we couldn't tell you. We just, you know, didn't tell anybody. And I was like, no, thank you. Thank you for not telling me. The burden you would have put on my shoulders if for 6 months I know this thing and I can't tell anybody because we're all in the same big friend group, that would have been goddamn miserable. If I don't know, I don't know. And then everything's easy and natural. So it's like, hey, trust me, you do not need to apologize. I'm thanking you. There's a clarity, an automatic honesty to just not knowing stuff. Trying to pretend you don't know stuff? Yikes. Suddenly now you're into acting, and I don't trust myself to be able to do that. I do feel like that could easily be an aspect of this podcast that's very annoying to people, especially in the know-it-all internet age. There's a lot of people out there acting like they know everything, just because they have Wikipedia at their fingertips, just because they can ask Jeeves whenever they have a question. But the truth is, they don't know. The internet knows for them. And I like to not pretend that I know stuff. I think there's nothing wrong with not knowing. Just don't know. Just admit that you don't know and try to find out. But even if you don't manage to find out, eh, whatever. Maybe you'll find out later, you know. We're just in the age of infinite knowledge. All knowledge is available. But what knowledge do you actually have? Do you really have? And I know it's a silly example, but for me, I think of that yuzu fruit. There's a very good chance I've heard of yuzu before somewhere, but it's just in the sea. It's just in the sea of information. It had no reason to stick to my brain, so it didn't. And who knows? I mean, maybe I never heard of it. But then for me to actually take a fruit off a tree and open it and taste it and not know what's going on because it's not a lemon, I'm never going to forget that. I'll know that forever, you know? I mean, I still had to go home and research it because I didn't know what it was. But that's how I like to learn stuff, slowly and painfully and awkwardly. But then you really know it. Then you don't forget. But there is a, there's just a nice easiness to knowing what you don't know, to just admitting that you don't know. That's one thing, dude, it's stressful just hanging around with know-it-all people because it's so uncomfortable where they feel like they gotta act like they know everything. And then when they don't know something, it just makes everything awkward. It's just like, well, no one cares. No one cares if you know this or not. It's not important. It's not relevant. It's not impressive. It means nothing. So yeah, I'm much more a fan of just be ignorant. Just be openly ignorant and then learn what you can, and what stuff you do learn, you will really learn. You'll really know it. But anyway, there's a self-righteous ramble of value to no one. Just what I do best. So thank you for listening. Join me next time for more rambling around Japan on the Roaming Holiday Podcast. Until then, I have a good goodbye.